WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Stuck at airports across the country, travelers reaching their breaking point.
I'm absolutely exhausted. I'm working on almost no sleep.
Trying to sort through our luggage and trying to book a new flight.
Came out flat out and said they had one flight attendant and they have to have four.
Widespread cancellations and delays this week blamed on staffing shortages and bad weather. And the situation may linger into the weekend, with today and tomorrow expected to be the busiest travel days ahead of the 4th of July holiday next week. Lots of eyes on the Supreme Court. Multiple major opinions are set for release today, including decisions on affirmative action, abortion rights, President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, and LGBTQ rights. Release time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Also this morning, a new jobs report from the Labor Department offering a glimpse of where the economy stands. This is ABC News. The Coast Guard now says it appears there are human remains in parts of the wreckage of a submersible that imploded on a tourist trip down to the Titanic. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
As the first debris from the Titan sub is lifted to shore, the Coast Guard announcing that investigators have found presumed human remains carefully recovered within the wreckage at the site of the incident. It comes as cranes hoisted large pieces of the Titan wreckage with cables and wires. What appears to be a panel from the exterior of the submersible, along with one of the sub's end caps.
Five people died in the accident. More than a dozen people are hurt after an Amtrak train derailed north of Los Angeles. Pat Dowd was aboard the train headed for Seattle.
I heard a loud bang and the train shuddered, and then stuff came flying out. We had a room, so stuff came flying out of the cabinet.
The train derailed after hitting a water truck that was on the tracks. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000 pies.
150,000 pies and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoik likes to brag about.
Our horn like too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Good morning to you right here on WGBW.
Good job on the music selection.
Carly, great selection.
Carly, that's great because we got a great guest coming up.
1973, Basketball Jones. I got a Basketball Jones.
Okay, whatever.
Remember that song?
I do remember that. I do remember.
All right. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, very special guest. Very honored to have this gentleman on. You want to talk about hit the ground running and coming in with a lot of energy. Yeah. Sundance Wicks, the new head basketball coach for the men at UWGB. Coach, good morning. Welcome to the Mino and Mayor Show.
Man, that is a phenomenal intro. I was over here dying. I'm like the Basketball Jones. You got me messed up already. It's 7 a.m. I'm barely having my coffee right now.
You wait. We got something else coming. We got something else coming too, Coach.
Absolutely.
Coach, welcome to Green Bay. I mean, the media, you know, they can be a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing to you. You have high energy, very high hopes. I renewed my tickets. I'm a big fan. I love basketball and really looking forward to what you're going to do here in Green Bay. How's it going so far?
Man, I appreciate that. Everybody else, renew your season tickets well. If you don't got them, go get them, man.
Right.
It's going to be a fun show.
You know what? That's going to be a tough ticket to come by in a year or two.
And to renew your tickets, you only have to give them $50 to renew your tickets because you don't really have your schedule done yet, right?
No, we're close. We got we got about one or two more contracts to sign.
And once
the schedule's pretty much done, just have to sign it and get it sealed and delivered, and then we'll be locked and loaded, ready to go.
Right,
next week or so here.
Right, that's what I thought. Like Johnny said, though, that's going to be a tough ticket. So I mean, those of people out there who have season tickets that haven't renewed, just give them your $50 and hold it, and
absolutely,
they'll give you the final price once the schedule's done. But, I mean, you do a good job. Those kids work so hard, and I'm just so glad you're here in Green Bay. High expectations, but there's nothing wrong with that because I'm sure you're going to deliver.
No, that's what you want. You want pressure. I always say pressure's bad, stress is good. If you're stressed, man, you're pressed.
Yeah.
You should probably find something else to do. But when you got high expectations and you got high standards, I mean, you want the pressure. I tell our guys all the time, there's going to be a big difference for us, you know, now, maybe in a couple of years. When you're the hunter, I mean, you could just keep your eyes forward and try to go get your sights on everybody that's in front of you, right? And just keep coming from behind, working from the shadows. But when you become the hunted now, you got to kind of look over your left, look over your right, check your blind spots. So that's the goal. The goal is to become the hunted. Right now, we're going to embrace being the hunter.
This guy sounds like a coach, Johnny.
he's going to be phenomenal. I'll tell you one thing, though, Coach. You know, I just throw this out there. I think I told your guy that I did. I was play-by-play guy for UWGB for I think it was 13 years during some great years in the mid 90s with Jeff Nordgard and those guys. And I'll tell you what, there was something special. We used to have the old Brown County Arena, which was torn down, but we'd get about 6,000 people at every game, and the home court advantage was just incredible. Teams hated coming to Green Bay. Now, I know the Rec Center is just a beautiful facility, and the attendance has lagged over the last few years, you know, which, of course, goes with winning. I mean, say what you want. You know, it's a cold winter night. You get off the couch and, you know, go scrape off the car for a team that's not winning. But what I'm saying is, if you can get that energy, there is such a great fan base here that is being re-energized just from your energy you're bringing to the community, that once again, Green Bay is going to be a place other teams don't enjoy coming to.
That is, I just want to say, Coach, as a season ticket holder, I prefer playing on campus, you know, because the Resch Center, Johnny, is what, 11,000 people, and, you know, a few thousand people there. It's, but you put those on campus, that's pretty good energy in there. And I was in pep band. That's what I did. Did not play basketball, but I was a fan. But you guys got a good band, too. Hey, there's Coach, a lot of energy.
He was a wrestler, but kicked off the team for smoking.
Coach, come on. We're talking about the coach and the future of the Phoenix. Just let me alone. All right, Coach, go ahead. I'm going to give what are your plans, or how are you doing? What do you think of Green Bay so far?
I love it, man. I'm 110 days in on the job right now. Who's counting, right? 110 days. And we've had our guys on campus. This will be about the end of week two. We've been starting to do some, we have about 8 weeks in the summer we can work with our guys. And I think one of the things that you go through when you're hitting the transfer portal and you're recruiting high school kids, you're trying to find that mix of guys, because we had to fill essentially 12 of our 15 roster spots are brand new to Green Bay. And so we just had to make sure that we hit on the right mix of guys, because I think you hit on the point of you're going to get fans to come out and watch. They want to see the connectivity. They want to see the connection to the community. They want to see your culture shine through. More so than anything, man, the community is going to believe in the people, right? The people and the purpose that are involved in the mission. And so for us is to find that right mix of guys. And I can tell you, after about 2 weeks with our guys, I know we got the right group of guys. They're going to be phenomenal to watch, just because their energy matches or exceeds mine on a daily basis. And I'm pretty tough, so it takes about 15 cats to kind of match my juice. So we come into practice every single day, and I tell them, like, look, we post a new villain. We post an evil villain on the wall, right? It could be Bane. It could be Thanos from the Avengers. And I always say, like, today, guys, I'm Thanos. You know, my job in practice is to make you guys become superheroes. My job in practice is to make, and not all heroes wear capes, guys, but sometimes they wear jerseys, right? So okay. I tell my guys, your job is to become the superhero today and beat the villain. And that's how practice has got to go, because I got to make sure that I don't have a bad practice. And so for me not to have a bad practice, I got to lock into a different version of myself. And I want our guys, as they become better players, to find that space where they go and they say, you know, this is my time to kind of let it all go, whatever I got to do. And so it's been fun these first 2 weeks just playing that little cat and mouse game with our guys. Right. I think they're really loving the connectivity of it. And I can tell you, as Green Bay was voted the number one place in the United States of America to live, why wouldn't you want to be here?
Beautiful. We're at Sonny Wicks, head basketball coach, men's basketball coach at UW Green Bay.
Sonny, the players, the community, just tell me a little bit more about you. I mean, you sound like a great coach, and the whole villain thing, and I didn't play. I mean, it's just great, but tell me about the Green Bay. You know, being the number one city in the United States, I think we deserve that. I think we deserved it when I was mayor. I think the city works hard. The community works hard, and you're going to see a lot of support. We'd like to see you win, but we're going to be there because we so believe. We're the youngest university in the system, right? I mean, UWGB, oh, yeah. We're 50 years old. We just have a real commitment from the community. A lot of businesses support that, and a lot of the residents. You know, as I said, you know, winning isn't everything. It's important. We like to see that. But tell me more about, do you have a family? Are they engaged here? Or what do you think so far?
Absolutely. I mean, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. My wife's here. She's going to be a teacher in the Ashwaubenon School District.
Great. Oh, great.
And so, like, just being part of this community, what you find out real fast is, even though you can look at it, and I've worked a lot of small town hard jobs, right? 15,000 people, 30,000 people. But what you get is you get that small town feel with Green Bay, even though you're over 100,000. Right. Because everywhere you go, and I can tell you last night I had a phenomenal experience, right? I take my wife out for her birthday dinner.
Where'd you go?
And we go to the Iron Duck. I love Caleb over the Iron Duck because Caleb does a phenomenal job of making the dining experience an adventure. Wow. And to me, like, that's super cool, right? You can walk in the Iron Duck. Caleb's going to greet you. He's going to sit you down. You're going to be immersed in about 3 or 4 stories. If you ever go there, ask him about the Charlie Sheen story. It's freaking phenomenal.
I don't know Iron Duck.
Coach, we're
how do
more,
I not know this?
Coach,
where
we're more
this?
Schooled on cheeseburgers. When you get
and
to that level
food.
And gas station
right.
food, we talked about that
Angus
in the first
burgers
half hour.
And Quick Trip.
Quick Trip, you know, and they used to be a dollar on Wednesdays.
He's got more culture than us already.
He does already. He knows a place that, and we've only right. been here for the majority of our life.
How does that make you feel being a former mayor?
I know. I wouldn't
feel good if I were you.
Don't tell me it's in the municipality of Green Bay. Where is the Iron Duck? God, I feel bad.
You should.
I do.
Yeah, it's right up on the border of Green Bay and Howard.
Oh. Okay.
How do we not know this?
Because it's the duck. That's Howard, the Howard Duck. Okay. All right. Well, we'll go there and check it out. But again, pizza, cheeseburgers, Johnny and I are. We're your guy on that.
Yeah, what do you have, Coach? What kind of food do you like that Green Bay has?
Pizza. I love pizza. That Gallagher's pizza is phenomenal.
The best.
Oh. Had Gallagher's a couple. I love Gallagher's.
Meat lovers. You know what, Coach? Coach, let me tell you, and I, you're going to have a great career here, but there are going to be days, I don't want to sound like your dad, but there's going to be very stressful days. You can ask anybody who worked for me when I was in City Hall, my stress food, Gallagher's Meat Lover's Pizza. And they would sometimes, when things were really bad, bad budget, things aren't going great, competitive, they would give me a certificate for Gallagher's Meat Lover's. But anyway, I'm with you on that. I also make pretty good pizza,
too. And we
wonder
why we're both trying to lose 50 pounds right now.
We are. We have a contest here, yeah. Coach. So, but anyway.
Hey, Coach, tell us a little bit about your background, playing days, high school, all those kind of things.
Yeah, you know, I was a Division II basketball player, played in the third coldest place in America, in Aberdeen, South Dakota, northeastern corner of the state, pheasant hunting capital of the world. The only colder place probably was International Falls outside of Duluth. And
If I can jump in one quick second, I don't mean to interrupt, but I played 2 years of junior college football in the coldest city in America, Virginia, Minnesota, which was about 40 miles south of International Falls. So I think we can speak the same language about living in really cold places in college.
Oh, man, I mean, you win. I mean, so being raised in flyover states where South Dakota and Wyoming, you know, it's nice to get to a spot where you actually want to stay and play a little bit, because everybody else is, you know, you go to Wyoming, you're like, I'm not going to stop there. Then you go to Wyoming, you're like, but I don't know why I've never been here before, because there's some beautiful spots in the state. So that was my growing up days was in Gillette, Wyoming, which was probably where I got all my energy from, because it was the coal capital of the world, the energy capital of the nation. There were 7 coal mines within an hour radius of Gillette. And I probably just infused into my bloodstream. So that's where I was raised. And then playing in South Dakota my entire life is where I started my coaching journey. I met my mentor and the guy who kind of molded me into what I am today, in Don Meyer. I'd never been a coach if it weren't for him, because he called me when I was in Sweden playing professionally about 3 a.m. And he goes, Sundance, I got to tell you something. You're not going to be a very good professional basketball player. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I, this is my college coach. I'm like, yeah, thanks, coach. I appreciate that. Appreciate the confidence. And he goes, but you're going to be a lot better coach than you ever are a player. So I think it's time for you to come back home, be a graduate assistant, and get on this journey. And when coach tells you something, you know, you just listen. It's like, you know, when you listen to the guys talk about Dick Bennett, you know, and you just go, yeah, that's coach. And so you just listen to your coach, you come back, and he always seems to know better than you do. And ever since then, man, I've been grinding my way to find to a beautiful spot like Green Bay, and I'm just really, really, I'm sitting outside right now on our back patio, and just really excited to be in this situation, because when you have a family and you have kids, you always want them to be around spots where they can do unique things, and be cultured, have diverse experiences, and that's kind of what Green Bay offers you, man. You're not stuck in a pocket where you can't go anywhere or see anything, and so what we're going to do with our guys is we're going to get them out all over the region. Because this is, you know, from Madison up, right?
Yep.
No, the big separator for us is that we're a Division I institution, and we got to show people what that's like.
Dude, I just love those coach stories. I mean, there's a lot of movies about it, but, everybody, the technical things that they teach these kids, but it's that mentor. It's, you know, you learn that from your coach.
And sticks with you for the rest of your life.
And you sure sound like you have that wisdom to help these kids with more than just basketball. And I'm really glad you're here. I look forward to a great season. Johnny and I will be there. We got great seats, row 2. So I just renewed them, and it's going to be great.
And Coach, if your play-by-play guy is ever sick, I'll pitch in. Okay.
anytime, guys. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
All right. Coach, we're going to make you a regular if that's okay.
You got it. Anytime you want it, man. I'm here.
Right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Coach.
Sun Dax Wicks, head basketball coach, UW Green Bay. We got to send a quick break. Back with more in Mind on the Mayor right after this.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in 2 weeks, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 85. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Highs level off around 85. High temperatures reach up to 82. Saturday, under partly cloudy skies. 79. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Much, Nina. Thank you very much, Nina Blackwell. Once again, okay, the Simply the Best, we're not doing it because we're saying we're the best. We do that because...
The community
Jim is the best.
Yeah, that is true. What let's
yeah, we're not saying we're the best.
We're saying Jim is.
Yes,
we're saying Green Bay is. We're WGBW. We're the talk of Green Bay, and as you know, because we've been talking about it all week, the fact that Green Bay was recognized as the best place to live in America, and when you read the report and you look at the ratings and what all went into that. It's a great city, and we have a lot going for us. We talked about the history of Green Bay, the amenities, the low crime rate, the affordable housing. But something else that we do here very well in Green Bay, and it's a credit to our guest, is we deal with issues that aren't always the most pleasant. You look at crime, and we deal with crime, right? We've had a great sheriff who's going to be a guest next week. We've got a great chief of police and a community that understands that. Education has its challenges, and I think we're doing a better job on that. Something we're doing a great job of.
Can I interrupt one quick second?
Yeah.
I just got a text. My good friend, Captain Jack, who's a longtime listener of mine. Okay?
Yeah.
He just said, the duck, it's those boxcars in Howard.
Oh, yeah, that's down
on... It's those boxcars.
Yeah, I've been down there on... What is that cart? No, it's not cart. That's Velp, right? You just keep going on Velp.
Yes.
It's on Velp.
Heading out that way. Velp.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks for interrupting
my
introduction.
Jack. No problem. Yeah, he said, but be careful if you're, they pour very stiff drinks.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother you a bit, Johnny.
Thank you, Captain Jack.
So, okay.
Go ahead.
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack.
Like Captain Jack.
He was a police officer for a lot of years. See, a lot of my people on my old shows, they were working when they'd call in or whatever, so they had to go by aliases. Almost every one of our listeners had a nickname that we would go by.
Okay. I thought Captain Jack is a Jack and Coke.
No,
and,
no, no, no.
Jack
no.
Daniels.
No, he was a law enforcement.
He was a law enforcement. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Back to my train of
In
thought.
Fact, one of the
and you derailed me with
my
these.
Life,
you ever, derailed me with these rail car things.
Have you ever I'm just say this. Have you ever almost like literally peed yourself because you got scared or whatever?
No.
Okay. So anyway, I almost did one time. Okay. He was on a SWAT team, and I'm in my garage, and it was at night, and I had the back door open in my garage where I put in my lawnmower type thing. Okay. And I look up, and here's this guy in full SWAT gear with an automatic weapon standing in my garage. And it was him because they were doing a thing, like pretending, you know.
So it was like a visit from Darth Vader.
It was the scariest thing I've ever.
I can see that.
Peed myself.
Can you tell people that? Okay, whatever.
I've never said that before.
Back to me.
But you know what he wanted me to? You know what he wanted me to do one time? He wanted me to help them where I would go in and hide in a house, and they would have their police dogs go in and find you. Okay.
That would be scary.
Yeah, and you know why?
Because those dogs...
I did that one time.
Do you know those dogs speak German? They don't... Cause,
I know.
So, no, really, Johnny.
Deutsch.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they don't want people saying stop.
Exactly.
Or so they German and these
Absolutely.
People are like, yeah, those dogs are smart dogs,
yes.
man. That's smarter
but
than you.
But I did a thing, a fundraiser for the Green Bay Police one time for their canine unit.
Yeah.
Right next door here at Hagemeister. Okay, with a big brew tasting thing, all this kind of stuff like
right,
that.
Right, and, right. And that's called Bark and Brew, isn't it?
Might be.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was there, John. I gave money. Okay. I didn't host it. I gave money. But okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is on YouTube where they had me wear the big rubber suit or foam suit.
Oh, they jumped on you.
And had the dog attack
me. I did
me.
That.
Oh, that's, tell me that's scary.
That is scary. Oh! But those, so you got these like Michelin suits that you wear.
Yes.
They're huge.
Yes.
And you kind of waddle around.
Yes.
And they unleash those German shepherds. Those things, they play for keeps.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that thing
yeah.
was like quivering. He was looking at me quivering. And one of the guys said, well, that's because he's excited because you're fresh meat.
Right.
Because a lot of times they use
excited.
Guys that are, they know him and they know there's not a threat.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd eaten so much sausage. I think it was just oozing
right.
sausage.
From your pores.
He
yeah.
knocked me
you
over
were
like you can't believe.
A delicacy. They hit you first. And
yes.
And they don't really, they don't try to kill you.
But they knock you right down.
They knock
down.
You over and they.
And then anyway, he was literally dragging
John.
Me around.
Okay. Another day. Okay. I was giving this introduction to someone who
yes.
has made Green
yes.
Bay the
Continue.
Number one community.
Why'd you
yeah,
stop?
Thank you. All right. Why did I stop? Let me think. Was I interrupted like 9 times? Mm. Okay. Here we go.
You gotta
but
focus,
anyway,
Jim.
The,
yeah,
okay, John. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we have a guest here with us. And as I talk about Green Bay, and I know I talk a lot about how great Green Bay is, and that's because I believe it. And as you know, spent 25% of my life being mayor. We
did you know he was mayor?
Hail
Caesar.
We have someone here who is dealing with an issue that is facing this whole country, and that's homelessness. And we've all read the reports and you see, oh, San Francisco, $17 billion and this community, and what are people doing? And we have our guest, Terry Ruffsgaard, and Terry runs the new community shelter. And new, it's not new, right? She's coming up on her 20th anniversary of running the new community shelter.
Well, new and stands for Northeast Wisconsin, doesn't
not,
it?
Isn't not
it?
Really.
No.
It's really
no, it
new.
Doesn't.
It doesn't.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
We have the new community clinic. And that's Northeast Wisconsin, right? Which is right on the corner of Mather and Broadway. You come in about, 50 yards, and that's where the new community shelters. New for us is a new beginning. It's lifting lives. There are, I want to be careful here, but I think there are some community, some things that happen that enable people. We don't enable people. We encourage people at new community shelter. And Terry's the director. She does a great job. And Terry, welcome. I mean, we're going to let
Thank
you speak.
You.
I know you've been watching our show.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be going to a break in about 30 seconds.
Terry
and I go way, way, way back,
yes,
too. So
do.
I think she's okay with
okay.
it.
Okay. I just really, I'm going to start the show by thanking you, and I'm going to end it by thanking you. But welcome. How
Thank
are things
you.
Going? How just
good. You know, I have to say, I feel like I've been sitting with two of my old aunts.
Yeah.
He reminds me of one of my aunts, too.
But thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. And you're right, homelessness, boy, that's an issue that's been forever and will go forever. So we've been very busy dealing with that at the new community shelter.
And it's twofold what you do there. You have people who, and we'll get into this after the break, but you have people who live there that are getting mm-hmm. their lives back on track. And you have another program where you serve meals to the community, people who are just really hurting. And
right,
they need
to anyone who would otherwise go hungry.
Anyone who studies Maslow's hierarchy of needs, shelter and food, you got to have those basic
yep.
things before we start to move up the pyramid. So
you
have been delivering that in this community for 20 years. We're going to talk about more specifics. Sorry, but you're here. You can stick around,
he
right?
Gets off
yeah,
track.
I'd
yeah,
like to hear more about
Terry.
Captain Jack. But
no, we're going to talk about Terry Ruffsgaard and the new community shelters.
And
soon
a
as we
very,
get back.
Very important and vital
oh my God.
Subject, homelessness.
It is.
It really is something special.
To join us, WGBW, 1590 AM, 97.9 FM.
Back after this.
Talk of the Town.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Another round of Canadian wildfire smoke drifting from the upper Midwest to the East Coast and south into Georgia today. Air quality alerts in effect for more than 20 states. Air travelers also on alert for delays and cancellations.
As the holiday travel rush officially gets underway, airlines are bracing for a record number of travelers on the heels of a week of chaos.
I'm absolutely exhausted. I'm working on almost no sleep.
Baggage piling up at airports across the country, with frustration growing over ruined holiday travel plans.
ABC's Gio Benitez. The U.S. Supreme Court set to start releasing multiple major opinions this morning, including decisions on affirmative action, abortion rights, LGBTQ rights, and President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. New unrest in France. Protests turning violent after a French police officer shot and killed a 17-year-old driver on Tuesday. This is ABC News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Love that song. Everyday People, 1973. Coming away, Mino in the Mirror, right here on the Talk of Green Bay. Remember that?
Everyday People. I don't remember that, but I do remember the song.
Great song.
It is. It's a good song.
Great song. Introduce our very special guest.
You know what? And talk about everyday people. We're talking about communities that work. Ours works better than any community, according to U.S. News and World Report. And one of the reasons it works is because we not just talk about issues, we deal with issues. And one of the issues that we have in this community, like in any community.
And something that's very near and dear to your heart, well, of course, in helping.
I'll put my money and my time into things that work, right? And new community shelter, it's been here 20 years on Mather Street, run by Terry Ruffsgaard. And Terry, tell us a little bit what's going on there and how things are progressing. And
first, I want to say hello to Terry, who I used to work with a whole bunch with Special Olympics.
Right.
back in the day.
You did right. that first, right?
What? Yes.
I mean, talk about a good person. Yeah. Special Olympics to homeless. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, no greed in that world,
nope.
right?
If
can I come every day? Pump me up for the rest of the day.
You just want to tap into that yeah, Tito's right. in the other room.
Yeah, yeah. And these M&Ms we have.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, right. A lot of great. Those.
How you doing, Terry?
I'm good. I'm good.
And I just want to back up what Jim said, though, about as far as like the types of jobs where, you know, even like Bill Morgan was saying, even being a deputy sheriff, he looked forward to going to work every day. When you're in the type of nonprofit entities and charity type entities that you both work in quite a bit, it's got to be from the heart.
I think so.
I yeah. know so.
And I love it. I do.
And they, the staff there, I again, they just, that is, like you said, Johnny, that takes a special person.
No question.
I mean, you are going there, and you kind of maybe hear not great things all day. It's some very, very sad stories. And, you know, I think I was talking to you the other day when we were out having a cheeseburger. You know, bad things happen in all our lives, right? A death of someone, maybe some financial issues. You can lose a job. But what happens to some people, it all happens at one time.
Yeah.
Like in days.
Well, not only that, but people aren't that far away from thinking they've got a normal life, and all of a sudden they're homeless. Right.
That's right.
That is true.
That's not a giant leap.
No, and there's a lot of statistics on 1-2 paychecks away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's scary stuff.
It is.
Terry, you're helping all that. How you doing?
I'm good. Today, I think we have about 109 people living with us at the shelter. We've got our emergency program where we're serving about 98 people on our third floor. That's where everybody enters shelter. Our second floor, we have our transitional living program, and we have 20 apartments, single occupancy apartments on our second floor. People graduate down from the third floor to the second. That is a great program. People can stay in that program for up to 23 months. And it gives people who have some addiction issues mm-hmm. or have some past, need a rental history, a positive rental history, that type of thing. And we have our community meal program. That is a big program. That's where we're serving anybody in the community who would otherwise go hungry. The only thing we ask is that people are peaceful and sober when they come. And if they're not, we'll give them a bag lunch and send them on their way and say, try again tomorrow. That program would not be possible without our community, because our community, they are the people who run the program.
Well, I was going to say, where do you get the food from?
The food from usually is donated from individual groups in the community, and that can be churches, it can be clubs, organizations, businesses will come in. Some will, there'll be a church group that comes in, prepares the meal, and then somebody else comes in and serves it. Or they'll prepare it, serve it. I mean, it's like a patchwork quilt, the way the whole thing works. And every day, 365 days of the year, we serve a meal. We have never missed a meal.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So 5 p.m., you won't go hungry in Green Bay, because at 5 p.m. every single day of the year, rain, sleet, snow, Christmas, New Year's, we serve a meal there. A meal is served there. And there's really three things to it. It's paying for the meal, and people can bring in the food. We have churches that bring in chili and doozies. Remember I was just telling you that, Lisa and Andy?
Right.
They brought in pulled pork sandwiches and chips. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people can make the main meal, and then we can do the other things,
sure.
right? You know, and then it's served. And the way that works is that we need these people to do that. So we can serve like 160 people, which is about what we do in evening, for like $1.25 a person.
That's beautiful.
So you give $250, you can buy a meal. And we have church groups that come once a month. A lot of mm-hmm. people come once a month.
Yep.
Some people come every other month. You know, I told you I'm going to talk about this as we talk about this whole social responsibility that we're going to get into in the coming weeks. But to take either your family or it's a good work environment, right? You take this law firm that came in, and I think they really enjoyed being mm-hmm. together, and they prepared the meal and cooked the meal. So we got the people who live there that use the meal program, most of them. Some of them are working, and then the community is welcome. And we're seeing more kids now, school's out, and they come through the line very respectful, and mm-hmm. we need
very
people.
Very appreciative.
Very.
And I think, you know, our emergency program is, that's where that's where we see the tough issues, and hear why a person's there. And when a person comes to our door, they sit with the case, they go through an intake process. Sure. What brought you here? For some, it might be, I have foster parents. I turned 18.
On your own?
And right. Yeah, and there they are. That's sad, but all stories are sad. But once they come through the door, we make it our business to make sure it's a hopeful place. You don't see people moping around, that's for sure. Because people are working hard on themselves and they're proud of the success that they have. And probably within our community, we have this, you know, chronically homeless group of individuals that we will approach and take one at a time, saying, you know, they're not ready to be sober yet. Well, come on in, have dinner with us tonight. And hey, you were sober that whole, you know, haven't had a drink. Think, stay one night, see what happens. We wake up in the morning. You have been sober since from here to here. Now,
baby steps, huh?
Right. Oh, those are the successes that we celebrate. It's great when a person gets a job. It's great when people, you know, have their housing lined up. But you got to start with the very small, because some people just give up. You know, it's they're homeless.
Right. And there's almost a stereotype,
right,
isn't there?
Exactly. Exactly that. How could you possibly have expectations of, you know, this individual? Well, you do, and you have to, because you cannot give up. And that's one thing I think that we're very good at, is we don't give up, and no one is a lost cause, that's for sure.
I want to underscore that. They do. They meet them where they are. I mean, some people, they're at different levels, but the category is they're without homes. They're without shelter. They're without food. And different reasons, but NEW, they'll meet them where they are, and everyone that enters that place is assigned a case manager. There's four case managers on staff, and the nicest people on the planet, and they're going to listen to you.
Right.
And what you're going to come out of that initial meeting is like, look, we can help you. If you commit to our program, we'll commit to you, and you will have an apartment. Now, we don't know when, because it's like you said, Johnny, it's baby steps.
Right.
Some people takes a little bit longer, but you're gonna eat every day. You're gonna be safe. It's a safe environment, and you're gonna live in a community of respect. That's all on the door when they come in. The initial video, when you talk to people, first name basis, everyone's an equal there. Terry walks around the place, and you know, some guy who was really sleeping in his van or on the street last night is an equal to our director Terry Refsgard when he is in that facility. And then the community gets engaged, and I want to say one thing before we go to break here. So did I tell you I was mayor?
No.
Yeah, I was. I was mayor.
Hail Caesar.
Yeah. But one of the things I was very involved in the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and that's like 400 mayors throughout the United States. And it's all the mayors, you know, Daley, Diaz, and Bloomberg. And I was on a committee on homelessness. And Phil Mangano was the director for the United States, D.C., U.S., what the name of the title is, big, you know, the government, long title. I brought him to Green Bay, and I brought him over to NEW, and he's like, this is a model that can work.
Wow.
Right? That's the top guy who studies this stuff was in here. Took him to some other places, not so sure. NEW, he goes, this can work. And it's because of what Terry's saying. It's a fragile...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah. And meeting them where they are, and to encourage them, like you didn't drink for a day. That's something to celebrate,
right?
You know, you should try
no
that,
question.
John.
I'm going to.
It is, and then the food, and they get jobs. You know,
absolutely.
Some of them are going over to PMI and
some
working self-esteem. At that. It's awesome.
No question.
And
right.
They'll patch it up.
And another thing, though, too, is we do have a lot of homeless vets throughout the entire country.
Yes, we do.
Is that a problem here in this district too?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep. As a matter of fact, we serve veterans in our emergency program. And of our 20 apartments, 5 are designated for veterans and are always full.
And, you know, I worked a lot with veterans, and I have. And there were times that I'd get a call, and I literally would bring them blankets and pillows and because they were literally living in their car.
Mm-hmm.
This was more in the Appleton area. And, again, there's a lot of different reasons why they're in that situation.
Right.
But with that being said, housing, giving them, like you said, a safe place. People don't realize how dangerous it is when you're homeless. There's some bad people out there at night and everything, and take advantage of the vulnerable. So that part is a very big step towards gaining some confidence and self-esteem to kind of right themselves and get back in a real life track.
To get back to who they were.
Exactly.
Right. You know?
Good night's sleep, good meal, and support. They haven't had support. You know, these bridges burned, families that have left them. And you listen to these stories and it's like, wow.
Well, you know what? Another thing that if people don't have good medical insurance, and then they had some kind of a catastrophic thing, and they lost their job or whatever, all of a sudden, these people that had these good jobs and now they can't work anymore and didn't have insurance, and they got hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical bills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet you see that all the time, don't you?
You two, you don't even need me on this show.
I hope
you guys are very well informed, and I'm impressed.
We talk about it a lot. Like, you know, we love the city, obviously, and we can talk about all the good things, but you are one of the good things, and so we talk about it. We go to lunch kind of after the show, a little early, but we do go to lunch and talk about, you know, what do people want to hear about, and even our surveys, Terry, when we talked about things, you know, we had Dean Hayne, and people, I want to learn more about the port, you know, the ships, you know, and the only people know is that they're late to work.
Big article, by the way, the Press Gazette right there today, economic barometer, strong tonnage totals for the Port of Green Bay.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but people want to hear about the homelessness, and I'm like, look, you know, Terry Ruffsgaard's, you are the person. What? So you're full, or you're getting capacity, or where are you at? And I know the meal program. We need volunteers to help serve, prepare, and pay. And like I said, Anduzzi's, they have a little fundraiser every year. They make enough money at the fundraiser to do a meal a month, and that's great. It's great, right? And
we got to do that. You and I.
All right.
We'll do it. Find a way to get sponsors.
Well, we have
meal.
That bet, that'd John. Cool. Well, Terry,
yes,
you know,
put all the money. Yeah.
No, we have a bet, right? Johnny and I. Who's going to lose more weight in the first month of our show? And that's why John's drinking his coffee mocha.
So far, I'm in the lead. I've only gained 2 pounds. He's gained 6.
I did not. I'm maintaining. Yeah, the scale's right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I'm going to win this, and the money's going to go to AMW.
Yes. Whoever wins, the $100 is going to you guys.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
So, and that will help with. Serve, you know, a half a meal. So, and people will be very, very grateful. And I want you to come over there.
I will.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the things that.
Go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt.
Hey,
but
Terry Ruffsgaard's in the studio.
What?
Yeah, she is.
When did she come in?
You need to have me come back.
End of the table. Okay. Go ahead, Terry.
No,
sorry.
I have to share that when you talk about, you know, Green Bay being the best city in America. I have the opportunity to work with the very best people in this community. The people that come in and volunteer and...
They do.
It's okay. It's just our background music.
Oh, okay. You can keep talking.
I get to work. I mean, the story, I could tell a story a day about somebody I've met that has come to our door, not looking for shelter, but looking to help.
Absolutely.
They drop off things.
Can you stick around a little bit?
Yeah,
you bet.
We don't. You got to come out of your shell. You got to talk a little bit more.
Geez, you guys.
Come on, we have all this dead space.
Right.
Jeez.
But you know what I want to? You know what I want to do when we serve? I want to have a pasty dinner. Can we do that?
Oh, cool.
Yes.
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 Oh,
geez, that.
That would be awesome.
They would love pasties.
Yes.
Homemade pasties.
That's
I got to get a bunch of Finnish ladies to make us pasties.
There you go.
I'm working on this.
There you go.
We got to talk about that.
Cheeseburgers.
Have you ever had a pasty?
Cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay. We got to set a break. Back after this.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people
who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 85. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High of 85. Partly cloudy Saturday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
I don't know that one. I
don't Me neither.
That's what I don't know. Okay. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, the talk of Green Bay, right here at WGBW, with our very special guest, talking about a very, very important situation in the Green Bay area, in every community these days, and that's homelessness and what, Terry, what you're doing to help alleviate the problem somewhat. But do you ever get an actual number, a ballpark figure on how many homeless people there are in Green Bay and the surrounding communities?
I can tell you this, that the most recent data that we have, and this goes back, this was in March, that there was over 800 people experiencing homelessness. About 400 were in various shelters. A little over 100 were in transitional living programs. There were some in permanent housing programs. And there were 60 that people had contact with that were on the streets.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, if you don't find a shelter for a night, where do you sleep?
Well, you know, there's always going to be room for someone, okay. Especially at our place. We don't let anybody sleep on the street. But there is that group of people that would prefer not to stay in a shelter. Okay. And for those individuals, you know, number one, two reasons that are always involved in homelessness is mental health issues and drug and alcohol abuse. You put those two together, and that's a dangerous mix. And for some people, it's hard to give those things up, the drug and alcohol, to go into a shelter and choose to give those things up. So that's where, you know, relationships have to be built, trust has to be built, and as Jim said earlier, you have to meet a person where they're at.
Do you have counselors on site? Or
yes.
Do you direct them someplace else?
No.
We have four case managers on site,
okay.
And an addictions counselor
okay.
on site.
So right on campus, so John, like Terry talked about, there's people living on the third floor, and they get their bed, and then there's the restrooms and the showers, and so that's the third floor. But right on site, it's not like, well, here's, you know, find transportation or take the bus and go see, you know. We have a Larry, who I want to get on this show. He's a very, very interesting guy. He's been in the business for 40 years. He's the alcohol and drug counselor.
Okay.
Right on site.
Great.
Guy has written some things, and just one of these guys that you would feel very comfortable, not that you need to go see him, that anyone would feel comfortable talking to. Sorry. I mean, that anyone would feel comfortable talking to. And then, so that's really just the issue that you're facing with your addictions. So he's there. And then you have a group of counselors that are there.
Okay.
And they're called case counselors. And they are the people who understand, like, you know what our goal is today? Today is we're going to take a shower, we're going to get some new clothes, and we're going to have a meal and do the dishes. That is all we're going to do today. And tomorrow, something else. Next thing you know, in a month, they got a resume together.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, Terry, hi.
And, you know, I will say this.
I'm still here.
I will say this, though, too, Terry, in regards to, you know, when you say homelessness, you know, people think, okay, well, he doesn't own a home. He just rents an apartment. I hate to say it, but rents have gotten so high. It's mind-boggling.
Yep.
I mean, they're all running close to $1,000 a month when you include, you know, if you have to have heat and water, and if you have cable or whatever, but
no doubt,
pretty much you have to set aside $1,000 a month these days for an apartment.
It is crazy. Actually, It costs $764 just for the rent for a one-bedroom apartment in the community.
And that's just the rent.
Right. Pre-pandemic, it was around $600.
Right.
So things have shot up. Housing costs to purchase a home have also shot up. Oof. So,
and now the mortgage rates?
Right. Less people are buying homes, which means they're renting.
Well, I rented a little place in Kaukauna, okay, mm-hmm. when I was working down in Appleton. Absolutely a nothing place, like nothing place, okay? Mm-hmm. And my rent, when they contacted me after 6 months, said your rent's going up $150.
Whoa.
I'm like, what? Right. Like, yeah, $150. And the thing is, when I got that place, it had only been advertised for one day, and she said I was the 14th person to apply for that spot. So, you know, you talk about supply and demand. Why they don't need to lower the prices because you have a waiting list of people who will take your apartment.
Exactly.
I literally left. I moved out because it was ridiculous. It went up to almost $1,000 for nothing. It was a...
We had somebody go in to look at an apartment. He they walked in, and it was, I think, over $800 a month. And they're standing. He's looking. There's the bathroom. There's the kitchen. And he said, where's the, they were standing in the living room. And he said, where's the bedroom? And she said, we're standing in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was basically just a big room. I mean, just.
Yeah. And the other thing that we have to remember is some of these people, because of the experiences they've had, their credit rating has been tarnished. Mm-hmm. So
let me just say this. If you're renting out there and you plan to rent for the rest of your life, if you get evicted, the odds of you ever finding an apartment again for about the next 10 years are so slim, it's mind-boggling.
I helped a friend of mine do that, and they wanted 3 months' rent.
Yeah.
Yep.
3 months.
And, absolutely.
You know, and it was, he did find a place that was $800, but it was $2,400, and it was like that place you're talking about. We were standing, it was a studio, which means, the living room is the bedroom. And second floor, no air conditioning, wasn't as clean as, you know, it should have been. We fixed that, but got furniture, but I think... You know, and this guy's working.
Yeah.
And so it's a tough life.
It's tough. I'm telling you.
But you're doing it. You're making it better. What I want to do, and, you know, I want to talk to some of these people who have been successful from your place. They've got some great stories.
They come back
and volunteer, which really tells you something, right? When you go to a homeless shelter, you get your life back, you know, in 6 months, 8 months, however long they were there. And you get a job and you're working and you're happy. And then you call and say, look, can I come and volunteer here? Is there a better story than that?
No, that's great.
It is. And that happens often.
It does. It does.
And what do you think of my pasty dinner idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Oh, we got to get out.
It sounds like fun. Sarah is going to love it.
Are there any people, you'd have to be from the UP pretty much to know how to make a pasty. Are there any people out there that would help us make, how many would we need?
260.
260?
No, 160.
That'd be one a person.
Oh, how many do they eat a person?
Just one.
Don't ask John. Okay. John eats like three. Wow. So let's, but the average
He's
person,
on a diet
John,
now,
I know.
Though.
But if it's one per person, like I said, with the shelter has about 80, some of the people are working there,
Big kitchen?
About
to do
huge.
This?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, some of the donations, you should see that equipment, Johnny. If you like to cook, some of the stuff was donated by the Packers. That is state of the art.
Oh,
some
wow.
of those warmers.
Did you ever make your spaghetti sauce?
I'm going to. I'm going to.
I haven't heard about.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it's good. You hear about that. So, Terry, we got to get you back. We're sorry, John talks so much. But what I want to talk about is the next step that I know you talk about, and we've talked about a little offline, but of having some affordable housing with
permanent supportive. Yes,
with some services on campus.
We'll talk
because
more about that.
It's like having that security blanket.
They're playing our song.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. So we're going to get rolling. Tomorrow, we got a nice guest coming in. As Johnny and I told you, you know, our goal is to kind of educate the community a little bit about local issues. That's why we're called Talk of the Town. Tomorrow, we're bringing in the guy who owns the Press Times.
Yes.
Yeah. You get that paper?
I don't, but I pick it up whenever I go to a place that sells it.
It's just a great,
I love it.
Newspaper. He's going to come in here. He's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in the community and how we can be a partner with the education. Number one city.
Terry, thanks for having you.
Hey,
don't
be
a stranger.
Back.
Mino and the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. Talk
when it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenaire.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.